Conservative Bible-believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up your precious, powerful, mighty name. We know, Lord, that you have got a desire for each and every one of us to walk in divine health. And we are striving and we're going towards that, and we reclaim it. We confess it, we decree it, and we receive it. We walk in divine health. We come against all that the enemy tries to throw against us, and we stand in righteousness that you have put on our lives. And therefore, we can come boldly into the throne of grace and look into our Father's eyes and just say, "Hi, Dad." And he just wraps his arms around each and every one of us. He loves us, and he takes care of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been looking at the fact that God said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." And we've been asking the question, really, can I have God's thoughts and can I walk in God's ways? And the answer is yes, you can. And so we found out, you find out what God's thoughts are by learning what the Word says. The Word of God are His thoughts and His will. And so you start saying what God said and you start acting like God wants you to act. And I'm telling you, your life will change and you will be so much better off, and you'll walk in so many more victories than you ever have before. So let's pick up the service one more time.
It's a paradigm shift. You have to change your way of thinking, because your way of thinking is not God's way of thinking. And you want to have God's way of thinking. So I stopped saying I'm sick. I stopped saying I'm broke. I stopped saying I'm miserable. I stopped all of that. And I started to say what God said. Well, how did I know what God said? I started to read. Amen. I started changing the way I spoke. I started saying God's. I started thinking like God. Amen. It's amazing. I think like God more now than I ever did. I've still got a long way to go. But when I don't know, I go and I find a scripture. What I need? Finances. Okay, let's look up scriptures on finances. Oh, crazy. There you go. Look at that. Wow. Look at what he says about money. I am tithing. I am giving. Wow. So if I want something, if I'm having a problem in finances, find out God's thoughts on finances. If I want to change my life and
walk in love,
find out what God says about love. I mean, you can do it on healing. Go to the scriptures and find out what he said about healing. And so I started getting healthy. Started getting healthy. And I wasn't getting sick anymore. And everybody around me was. Everybody around me was getting sick. I mean, just boom. And I worked at De Beers Industrial Diamonds. And they had over 700 people on staff where I worked. Worldwide, thousands. But the Anglo-American company, making diamonds and diamonds. And I worked as a buyer, as a chief buyer. And so I dealt with hundreds of people every day. Amen. And I would sign orders like this, because I would do the buying, whatever they wanted. And so I'd sign. Yes, okay, you can have that sign. So that's why my signature looks like it does today. No one can make out anything on that thing. You understand? Because I had to sign it. I'm just, so eventually I got a squiggle. But I saw people in their hundreds every day. And wouldn't you know, I got flu. I'm getting sick. I've got arthritis. And all I heard all day, and God said to me, he did to me what he did to Abraham. He said, every time you hear someone say you're sick, say by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And boy, I said it hundreds of times a day. Not to their face. No. Sometimes when I got a braver, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. You know, and so I started changing my thinking to line up with God's thinking. Amen. And now I started to walk in that righteousness that God walked in. Jesus was never sick. Jesus wasn't broke, contrary to what people believe. When he was a baby, you had the wise men come. It says wise men. But because there was frankincense, myrrh, and gold, they just automatically said three wise men. Now, when you're a king from the east and you're going to visit the king, you know, as a king, no one comes into my presence without a gift. We're going to go and see the king, and we're very wealthy. We're taking a caravan. You think it was just three kings? We sing, we three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. No one else with us, right? No, they had servants. Then when they stopped for the night, because it took them months to get there, when they stopped for the night, servants put tents up, servants cooked food for them, servants got the bath ready for them, servants took care of their camels. Listen, there was trains of camels coming, loaded down with gifts. I can guarantee you, they didn't walk into Jesus and say, he has a little bit of man, he has a little bit of frankincense, and he had a little bit of gold. They walked in there. Listen, when the Queen of Sheba went to meet King Solomon, she brought shiploads, ships of spices and clothing and gold and ornaments, shiploads full. You don't visit a king, especially a named king, like Solomon was known in those days. You came with gifts. They brought gifts to God. And if God was broke, if Jesus was broke, like so many people want to believe, because they want to have a reason for them being broke, right, justify their lack of money. They say Jesus was broke. How many guys that were broke, how many broke people living under a bridge have an accountant? Seriously, they don't have accountants. Jesus had an accountant with him. His name was Judas. He kept the money. And there was so much money in there, he was taking money out. Only Jesus knew, the others didn't know, because it wasn't just like 50 cents. So when you read the word and you get God's thoughts into your life, then you will start to walk in the righteousness of what that thought is. So now you want to walk in health. Find scriptures on healing and health. Find as many as you can and start to confess them over your life. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Lord my God, I cried out to thee and thou hast healed me. God restores your health and delivers you from all afflictions. Oh my God, just get the word, and God's thoughts are that word. And that is God's will. And like that leper, if you will, I know you can heal me, but do you want it? If you will, he said, I will. It's his will to heal us. It's his will to prosper us. Listen, Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal your money, to steal your children, to steal your peace, to steal your vision, to steal your dreams. The thief comes to steal your health. But I have come that you might have righteousness and have it more abundantly. Amen? Righteousness more abundantly. Righteousness, life. As a righteous child of God, the footsteps of a righteous man and woman are ordered by the Lord, and God delights in the way you're walking. Listen, walk in health and delight God. Because he didn't send his son to get beat up and bruised and whipped like that for you to say, well, God's not healing today. Not with the apostles. These people, they don't know the will of God. They do not know God's will when they say God's not healing today. And he has a newsflash, if he's not healing today, then he's not saving today and you're all unsaved. Right. Amen. Amen. You've got to learn God's will. And I'm telling you, I was sick growing up in South Africa all the time. And there were six children, you all heard this, most of you, six kids in our house. And my parents, that's eight of us. And there was always one of us getting sick. Flu, mumps, measles, chicken pox. Me, I even got yellow jaundice. I was the only one who got jaundice. Yellow jaundice. And all kinds of things. And the doctor would say, just expose them all to this so we can take care of them all in one go. That was the mindset and the attitude I grew up with. Not God's thoughts. Not God's thoughts. People come to me now and say, well, I don't want to stand too close to you because I've got flu. I said, I ain't getting on me. You can stand as close as you want. Give me a hug. It does not bother me. Their thoughts are not my thoughts, and those thoughts are not my thoughts anymore. I have thoughts of God when it comes to certain things. And I said, well, if this works for healing, because now it's 28 years at least, no sickness, no flu, no cold, nothing. I've been attacked, but I stand on the word. I just quote the scriptures, I quote the word. And even now, the last couple of years, not even the attacks are coming in that area. That's amazing. I'm just like, wow. And so now, I've got such a visualization and a picture of me being in absolute divine health that it's hard for the devil to convince me otherwise. Right. You understand? And so I said, well, if it works for healing, I've had businesses. I was 2 steakhouses, coffee shop, video business, car dealership. I was an entrepreneur in South Africa and good businesses. And I never had money at the end of the day. I made fortunes in the year, but at the end, I had nothing. And when I came to America, I brought when I sold the last business, I brought what I had, but then it was like 10 of mine for one of yours. And at one stage, it was one for one. So I came here, and I brought the maximum I could, and it worked out to be nothing. And then I put it in the church I was in. Not my church, the other church. I was just sowing, sowing, sowing. And then my wife and myself, I met her, we got married, and then She had taken out something for finances. Her and a friend bought a house and flipped it, and they made $14,000 each. And she took that and she bought certain shares. A pastor told her, buy these shares. Fiber optics. So she bought them. Within 1 month, her $14,000 was $300. You can imagine? Hello. So she said, well, sell them quickly. At least we got $300 because we had nothing. I wasn't working, nothing. She was helping her mom clean homes. Yeah. My wife was cleaning houses with her mom. And her mom would give us bread and some fruit, veggies and stuff and a chicken or two. And then we lived. Let me tell you, we lived on, you could get 2 for $3, Checkers. We were staying in Lakewood. Checkers, woohoo! 2 burgers for $3 or something like that. It was cheap. So we lived on that. We had no money. Because I came here, I put my money in. And then she said, well, let's sell the $300. At least sell the shares quick. I said, just leave it there. It's not even worth it. Just leave it there. And within another month, it shot up to $100,000. Boom. And then I waited too long. It came back to 50. I sold it quickly, 50,000. Got that money out. Yeah. Yeah. And then I was helping a church in Tampa. And I took the $5,000. To me, was a lot of money then. And I was starting my own church at the stage. And he knew it. We had spoken about it. And he had blessed me and everything. And I took the $5,000. I gave it. I put it in his offering. I didn't even tell him. I just put it in. He was checking the offerings, obviously. And he said, why did you put it in here? You need it. You're starting a church. I said, no, but I was here when I got this windfall. The tithe belongs to this church. Right? And that's why God started to bless me. And I started to say, okay, if it works for healing, surely it will work for finances. Amen. So I started to do the same thing I did for healing. Confessing it and operating according to what God says. His thoughts became my thoughts. I'm the first one to tithe in this church every single week. On a Wednesday night and on a Sunday. And my wife and myself are tithing. Well, we're giving 32% of our combined salary. 32%. I want to get it to 90%. One day I will. Amen. But I'm the first one to tithe. I'm the first one to put it in every single week. And so I started saying, if this works for healing, surely it will work in my finances. And boy, has it ever. Look what the Lord has done. So your thoughts have to line up with God's thoughts. And then you're going to have fruits of righteousness. A righteous fruit is divine health. A righteous fruit is peace. A righteous fruit is prosperity. All the things that Jesus said, I came to give you life more abundantly, is a righteous fruit. And so when you line your thoughts up with His thoughts, start speaking His words out of your mouth. Boom. It happens.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Louis.